this episode of Sleep and Relax ASMR. This episode, we continue a relatively new series called Answering Life's Questions. And today we focus on questions beginning with why. If this is your first time listening to the series, no worries, it's very simple. I type in a word into Google, such as what, why, how, or whatever it may be, and I answer the questions that are auto-suggested. As always, it's for fun, no need to take them too seriously, and I will, I'm sure, ramble because I have a propensity to start rambling when I don't know an answer. Before jumping into this episode, I'd like to thank Helix for partnering with the podcast. And let me tell you, there are a lot of great, friendly, awesome brands out there, but Helix is at the top for me. They stand by their products and are so confident that rather than just sending me a script and saying, hey, trust us, we have good reviews, they said, here, how about you actually try one of our mattresses so that you can feel how comfy and cozy and delicious it is to be part of the Helix Dream Team. And it does live up to the hype you read about online. Alas, I have slept on the Helix Dusk Lux for a few months now, and I legitimately have nothing negative to say about the mattress. I mean, maybe the only downside is, and it's so nominal, is the mattress. It's very high, but that's a matter of preference. The Helix Dusk Lux is a medium feel mattress, offers great support for all types of sleep preferences, and I myself, as a larger guy, I feel properly supported without sleeping on a mattress that's too firm or too soft. Either way, look, Helix has a ton of mattress options for you, so visit helixsleep.com/relax and take their 2-minute sleep quiz, which will match you with the right personalized mattress for you. Right now, Helix is offering up to $125 off all mattress orders, so simply visit helixsleep.com/relax, take the quiz, and get $125 off your mattress order. That's helixsleep.com/relax, and get $125 off your mattress order. Your body will thank you. Your partner will thank you. Your dog, your cat will thank you. Trust me. Move on to the questions. As you're about to hear a brief click, so I can make sure that I have the questions here. Let me see right here. Okay. Yes. So I do have. Question number one, why don't we? I didn't know the answer to this before I actually searched it. But the Why Don't We is apparently a pop band. And apparently they perform with Macklemore. Because it says, Why Don't We and Macklemore. It's kind of a crap name for a band, because I find it is so ambiguous. I can imagine a conversation, like with a grandmother. You know, and she asks, what are you doing? And you say, why don't we? And then she says, why don't we what? And then you say, why don't we like the band? Music. And then she says, why don't we what music? Bless her innocent little soul, but that is a crap name for a band. I'm sorry. My grandmother is still very sharp, even given her advanced age, but she lacks attention span at this age. She's like a teenager that doesn't listen. It's amazing how the roles have reversed as she's gotten older, and I've gotten older, obviously. Like she loves to be on her iPhone sending jokes to her friends. And I'm not kidding, she acts like a 13-year-old that doesn't want to do the chores and spend all her time just staring at her phone. She's pretty tech savvy, I will give her that. We gave her an iPhone a few years ago, and within a week or so, she could do all the basics. You know, turn on the flashlight, turn data on or off, change the background of her phone, download apps, so on and so forth. This is a totally random thought, or comment, I should say. But I was taking a walk the other night, and when I walk at night, I leave the light on my phone on, and I point to the ground. And I do this so cars can see I'm there and whatever, because the area I live in has, it has very weak street lights, and it's very dark. They're kind of spread out all over the place. And so either way, you know, I do that all the time. And I was marveling at how powerful the light on my phone was. And I was thinking about, you know, whatever, maybe 15 years ago, if you needed a light, you had to get a flashlight. And now we have supercomputers, flashlights, and phones all in one device. So it was just getting me to think how amazing technology is and how it evolves in such a short time span. But anyway, let's move back to the why don't we. Songs include I Don't Belong in This Club, Cold in LA, Big Plans, and Eight Letters. The names of the band include Daniel Seavey, Zach Heron, Corbin Besson, Jonah Moraes, Jack Avery. I'm clearly outside of the demographic they target, so I have no answer to the question, as it really wasn't a question to begin with. But I've noticed that as I get older, I have these moments of, you know, I almost have to humble myself because I remember being, you know, like that 12 or 13 year old that knew, you know, I knew what was in style, I knew the artists and the bands and the movies that were cool among the youth. And now it's like I heard about this K-pop band, I think they're K-pop, called BTS, that they get like millions of views in like an hour of uploading a new video. And I just heard about them because some YouTuber talked about them, and I'm no longer part of the know-how. to everyone. Question 2. Why is the sky blue? Here's the short answer. Sunlight reaches Earth's atmosphere and is scattered in all directions by all the gases and particles in the air. Blue light is scattered more than the other colors because it travels as shorter, smaller waves. This is why we see a blue sky most of the time. Of course, I have the longer answer prepared here as well. The light from the sun looks white, but it is really made up of all the colors of the rainbow. When white light shines through a prism, the light is separated into all its colors. A prism is a specially shaped crystal. Like energy passing through the ocean, light energy travels in waves too. Some light travels in short, choppy waves. Other light travels in long, lazy waves. Light waves are shorter than red light waves. All light travels in a straight line unless something gets in the way and does one of these things: reflect it like a mirror, bend it like a prism, or scatter it like molecules of the gases in the atmosphere. Sunlight reaches Earth's atmosphere and is scattered in all directions by all the gases and particles in the air. Blue light is scattered in all directions by the tiny molecules of air in Earth's atmosphere. Blue is scattered more than other colors because it travels as shorter, smaller waves. This is why we see a blue sky most of the time. Closer to the horizon, the sky fades to a lighter blue or white. The sunlight reaching us from low in the sky has passed through even more air, and the sunlight reaching us from overhead. As the sunlight has passed through all its air, the air molecules have scattered and rescattered the blue lights many times in many directions. Something new on the podcast, or possibly not. I imagine many of you already knew that answer. Question number 3. Why is Dean Ambrose leaving? I am not familiar with Dean Ambrose, but he is apparently a WWE wrestler, and I have compiled the answer for you because I'm sure that you are eager to hear my answer, like months after this has probably already transpired. Dean Ambrose is a superstar who had already accomplished a lot of things in WWE during his tenure. This is from Quora, by the way. A lot of things in WWE during his tenure in the main roster. There is no doubt that he's a talented wrestler. He had been a WWE champion, 3 times international champion, 2 times Raw tag team champion, whatever. After a break when he made his comeback, he lost his push from the management. The character which he was supposed to portray was not liked by him. The storylines in which he was involved weren't that much interesting. He made his debut in the main roster with Roman Reigns and Seth Rollins. When he came back after becoming fit and healthy, he was sidelined from the main storylines. Psychologically, it still affects a person, even if he is not speaking about it. He wanted a change, and after getting a good offer, he thought to join other professional wrestling organizations. Apparently, this is a general issue with the WWE. Proverbs. Quote, for those keeping score, Ambrose reportedly turned down a big money contract offer. Mike and Maria Kanellis, The Revival, and Dolph Ziggler have all been linked to rumors and various reports of possibly moving on. Reading between the tea leaves suggests Sasha Banks and Ty Dillinger are not thrilled with their lot in WWE either. Question number four. Why do cats purr? And this answer comes from Purina's website. We love to hear our cats purr. There is nothing better than a cat curled up on your lap, satisfied and happy. But have you ever wondered just how cats purr and why they do it? Humans smile, dogs wag their tails, and cats purr. All of us show our contentment in different ways. So it's not surprising that when your cat is curled up beside you, or you are stroking them, they express their feelings by purring. However, purring is not always a sign of happiness. Sometimes it is an emotional response indicative of pain or distress. Indeed, cats may purr while giving birth, so purring is more likely to be a mechanism that helps cats rest and repair. Purring may be a feline self-comforting behavior. It is first expressed when kittens are only a few days old, perhaps signaling their presence to their mother, encouraging her to feed them. This form of communication continues into their adult lives. Question number five, why am I so tired? And this answer comes courtesy of WebMD. Does your lifestyle need a tweak? First off, ask yourself this, do you treat your body right? With my patients, I talk about the three pillars of health: sleep, diet, and exercise, says Theodore Friedman, MD, PhD. If you aren't getting good sleep, it's hard to eat well, and it's hard to exercise. And the same is true the other way around. They're all related. So try not to shortchange yourself on shut-eye. Adults need 7 to 9 hours of sleep. Eat a balanced diet of fruits, veggies, and lean protein, and get a regular dose of physical activity. If you've checked all those boxes and you still drag through your days, it might be time to check possible medical causes of fatigue. One cause may be anemia. It's a disorder that makes it hard for your blood to move oxygen around your body. A common type is called iron deficiency anemia. Iron acts like a train car that transports oxygen in your blood. People with low iron don't have enough cars on their train, Friedman says. They're tired, they get dizzy when they stand up, they get brain fog, they get heart palpitations. Problem two may be diabetes. Doctors don't know exactly why it makes people so tired. One likely reason is that your body uses lots of energy to deal with your frequent changes in blood sugar levels. What doctors do know is that fatigue is one of the most common symptoms of diabetes. It has other signs too. You may feel thirsty and need to go to the bathroom often. Problem three may be an issue with your thyroid. It's a small butterfly-shaped gland that sits in your neck. It makes a hormone that helps control how you use energy. when your thyroid gland is out of whack, you're out of whack. People with an underactive thyroid are going to feel tired, Friedman says. Their cells aren't working well, they're sluggish, and their reflexes are slow. Problem 4 may be heart disease. Extreme tiredness is a common symptom of congestive heart failure, which happens when it doesn't pump as well as it should. The next possible problem may be sleep apnea. I don't know why I said sleep. Sleep apnea. This disorder keeps you from getting enough oxygen when you sleep, which means you won't get real rest during the night. Quote, the brain notices you're not getting rid of your CO2, and it wakes you, and it wakes up really briefly in an alarm state, end quote, says Lisa Shives, MD, director of the Sleep Medicine Center at the University of California, San Diego School of Medicine. You don't even realize it, which makes it hard to figure out why you're so sleepy during the day. Now we move on to question number 6, which is, why am I so cold? And the answers also come from WebMD. Could it be anemia? Anemia happens when your system can't make enough normal red blood cells to carry oxygen throughout your body. There are a number of different types of anemia. A tendency to feel cold is a common symptom for many of them. Could it be hypothyroidism? And this is making reference once again to your thyroid gland. Besides feeling cold, other symptoms of hypothyroidism include thinning hair, dry skin, fatigue, irregular or heavy menstrual periods, constipation, and weight gain. Could it be a blood vessel problem? If you feel cold in your hands and feet, you may have a blood vessel disorder in which blood flow to your arms and legs is restricted. Blood vessel problems include conditions such as clotting disorders, arteriosclerosis, which is the narrowing of blood vessels, and Raynaud's disease. Could it be diabetes? Other symptoms of diabetic nephropathy include nausea, itchiness, loss of appetite, etc. What should I do about my coldness? Since feeling cold all the time could be a sign of a more serious medical condition, it's important not to ignore these symptoms. If you feel cold frequently, even when you're in a warm place or long after you've come in from cold temperatures, check with your doctor to find out what might be going on. The treatment for your chronic coldness will depend a lot on the cause. For example, if you have blood vessel disorder and you smoke, quitting smoking will probably go a long way toward helping with the problem. If your feelings of constant coldness are caused by a thyroid problem, or, on the other hand, you may need medication to reverse your low thyroid. And now we move on to question 7, which I believe is the last question, which is, why him? Why Him is a 2016 film with Bryan Cranston, James Franco, Zoe Deutsch, and Megan Mullally. During the holiday, loving but overprotective Ned, played Kingston, travels to California to visit his daughter Stephanie Zoe Deutsch at Stanford University. While there, he meets his biggest nightmare, her well-meaning but socially awkward boyfriend, Laird James Franco. Even though Laird is a multimillionaire, Ned disapproves of his free-willing attitude and unfiltered language. His panic level escalates even further when he learns that Laird plans to ask for Stephanie's hand in marriage. The initial release, oddly enough, was December 30th, 2016 in Indonesia. I'm not even sure how that happens. Unless they actually filmed in Indonesia and they kind of wanted to stay local in that sense. Like, look, we filmed here in Indonesia. Let's get back to Indonesia by doing the film release here. That's the only thing I can think of, is they decided to film there instead of California, and they just had the initial release there. The budget was $38 million to $52 million, and the box office was $118 million, so, it was a commercial success, right? You know, it made double or triple the money that it was supposed to. It has a 6.2 on IMDb, and I remember seeing the trailer for this film and it looked okay. I like Bryan Cranston, obviously, from Breaking Bad. I mean, that's where most people, I'm sure, will always remember him, even though he was in Malcolm in the Middle, but Breaking Bad is, I'm sure, the role that he'll be most known for. And for me, it's kind of tough. I find that he is a really funny guy. Like, I really think Bryan Cranston's kind of dry, sarcastic humor is very good. And he can act really well. But I think he needs something a little more, like, dark humor for his ability to really shine through. And while I never actually saw why him, I can kind of imagine it as being this kind of dorky, you know, family movie rom-com kind of thing. You know, and James Franco can be good, but, you know, when he plays this millionaire dupe, I don't know, it kind of hits too close to home. Like, he looks, because he kind of has the face and he kind of talks like one anyway, even though I know that he's a really accomplished, Hollywood figure. I mean, he goes beyond just making movies. I mean, he gives courses, I think, at NYU, and he's directed a few plays and things like that. But anyway, look, if the movie came out, I would, on TV or Netflix or whatever, I mean, I'd probably watch it with my family, like during Christmas for fun or something like that, but so far I haven't really gotten around to it. But either way, that's the end of this episode. If you have any questions, comments, you can always reach me by emailing hello@sleepandrelaxasmr.com. That's all for this episode. Well, let me first say thanks to Helix. Remember, helixsleep.com/relax. Get $125 off your mattress order. Not $225, although that would be even sweeter. Thanks for listening.